From the Anajar and Levine Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, you are listening to Ken LaVica Live on ESPN 106.3.
Oh, man. I've always wanted to play the role of Don King, and I think I have just gotten my opportunity because we have a showdown here, and I will be the Don King of it all. I will be the guy notarizing the contract as the bet is made. I'll be the guy overseeing and making sure that all of the parameters of this heavyweight fight go down in the right way. Theo Dorsey here taking over for Ken LaVica on Ken LaVica Live. Ken and Stone are out. It's myself. It's Jeanette Javier, the Dominican Diva. It is, of course, Cyrus Whitting on the boards. He'll be with you tonight as well for Football Night in South Florida and High School Hysteria. And we have a guest, a very special guest with us now, joining us at the top of this hour because a bet was made, and that is the Director of Marketing, Courtney. And this is what I want to do right here. Before we address the bet, Courtney.
Hi, Big Teddy.
Nobody ever wants to say your last name on radio. I've noticed that when people talk about you. They just say Courtney.
Yeah, because no one knows how to say it.
They don't know how to say it.
And so, everyone's scared. I've been scared to ask for like 8 months now. It's too late to ask.
So before we announce this bet, that we have coming, because Courtney is a Packers fan, Jeanette is a Bucks fan, and obviously that's the game coming up. Courtney, I want you to, for once and for all, set the record straight on how to pronounce your last name.
All right, once and for all. Rue. Like a kangaroo, and then cough, like you have a cough.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Rue cough too.
Yep.
And the only reason why I am now always afraid to say it, because every single time any on-air host here at ESPN 106.3 talks about Courtney.
It's Marketing Director Courtney.
They say Marketing Director Courtney. And I'm like, you coward. You are a coward. Go for it. Go big or go home. Courtney Rue cough coming in and joining us here. Courtney, first and foremost, for the people that don't know you, you're from, born and raised in Wisconsin?
Born and raised in Wisconsin, lifelong Green Bay Packers fan, lover of Brett Favre, not in current climate.
That didn't go
on record.
Yeah.
But, you know, grew up watching them with my dad, got my first jersey was Green Bay Packers.
She even does like those cute Midwestern phrases.
She does. Yeah. Can you give us a quick Midwestern phrase so people understand just how much of a Midwestern middle-aged lady, even though you're not middle-aged, you embody the spirit of one.
She speaks like it.
What's one of those good-hearted, just straight out of Indiana type Midwestern phrases?
Tell your folks I say hi.
Tell your folks I say hi.
Tell your folks I say
That's
hi.
That's a good one.
Whoa, Courtney.
Tell your folks I say hi.
Courtney.
We say ope a lot. Ope.
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 You do say
O-P-E. O-P-E. O-P-E.
You,
O-P-E.
You do. Whenever something happens, you're like, ope.
Good, bad, surprising, scary. Ope.
We have a word like that in the Dominican Republic, too, but it's really bad, and I'm not going to say it on air.
Yeah, please
Spanish.
Don't. I really don't want to lose our license.
We've had enough trouble.
There's enough trouble in the world.
Yes.
Dominicans, you know what word I'm saying.
Yeah. Courtney's the type, like, when you walk into the office and you have a good outfit on, she's like, ooh, you're the bee's knees today.
Yeah, something like that. That is Courtney.
And I'm like, I don't know how to take this, but we do appreciate that.
Looking good, buttercup, sugar up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Something that always, like, there's just a phrase with buttercup somewhere that you always include on your emails.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just an old lady at heart. I'm just an old Midwestern lady at heart.
An old Midwestern lady who is also a Packers fan.
Yes.
You bleed green and yellow.
Like Lil Wayne, you know that song?
Green and yellow,
green and yellow.
It was black and yellow. Oh,
Then Lil Wayne made it better
because
and made it Packers.
Well, Lil Wayne has no affiliation to any team. I thought he was a Saints fan.
No, he's a Packers fan.
I thought he was a Saints fan.
He's a huge front runner.
He is.
Also, who's the guy, the NBA player that with the unibrow that he refuses?
Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis is a Packers fan.
It's funny.
These people know what's up.
I forgot about Anthony Davis for a little second. Wow.
Well, he's a Packers fan.
We got a way better roster of Chiefs fans, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Brad
true.
Brad Pitt.
Come on.
Jason Sudeikis.
Oh! Come on.
He's racking them up.
Who doesn't like Jason Sudeikis? Let's Google some more signs.
Very good.
Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, heck yes!
Come on.
Come to my window.
I don't know who Melissa Etheridge
Sing
is.
It, Si.
I don't know who that is either, but I'll take it. Because she's in Chiefs Kingdom. And in this kingdom,
apparently, this is obvious a Midwestern white folk thing.
It is. And I'm trying to adjust, but I like it.
Henry Cavill or Cavill, guy plays
Superman.
Oh, now
you're talking.
He's
my
a Chiefs fan.
Superman,
he's a Chiefs
baby.
Fan. Superman is a Chiefs fan.
Superman
can't
is
do better
a Chiefs
than that.
Fan.
He can turn me into a Chief. He can turn me into anything, honestly.
All right, maybe one of those white chocolate covered pretzels you have here.
I
wow. All right. So Jeanette, as we have well documented through these shows, is a Bucks fan. We don't have to get into the depths of that.
Please
but
don't.
I hear that there is a wager on the line for Sunday's game. Is it at Lambeau this year?
No, it's in Tampa
Bay. Oh,
it's at Raymond James.
It's at Raymond James.
By the pirate ship. There's a pirate ship in the stadium.
I know there's a pirate ship. You watched from the pirate ship as the...
Don't even!
Oh, I'm sorry.
As they lost!
You were there. Division
as
around.
As they lost.
So Courtney's obviously happy about this. Courtney, who wants to give us the parameters of the deal based on the outcome
this
of...
This was Courtney's
Packers
idea.
Bucks. Okay, so... As you know, who doesn't love a good friendly competition? You know, it makes the game a little more exciting, you know, whatever. So
I like she included friendly in there.
Nothing friendly.
So Jeanette and I both have a love for number 12s, just very different. Mine is far superior than hers, but that's another conversation.
Mine has more rings than hers, but that's perfectly fine too.
Weddings.
Yes, anywho.
So and Super Bowl MVPs ring. And whatnot,
so,
but sure.
We have decided to make a bet where if the Buccaneers win, I will wear Jeanette's Tom Brady jersey.
Pewter, which is a Super Bowl
for
color.
A day and post a picture about it on social media.
And I write the caption.
And Jeanette will write the caption. Now, if you know anything about Packers fans, anything number 12 that's not green and gold is very frowned upon. So this is a very big deal.
What would your family say when they see this if it happens?
They might disown me. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Like, I might not be allowed back home for Christmas.
But that's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the sacrifice you got to be willing to make.
Exactly. So if the Green Bay Packers win, the Green Bay Packers win. Yes, when.
Jeanette.
I'm not biased.
Jeanette will read a love letter to the superior number 12 that I will write on the air for the world to hear, to be recorded, so I can have it till the end of time. Over the air on Wednesday.
And we'll be able, so we're going to do that. That's going to be on Ken Levick Alive.
Yes.
So either way, it's going to go down on Wednesday on Ken Levick Alive.
Yes.
Wow. And there's going to be some kind of thing in writing. I can't let you guys get off.
Oh, it will be in writing. You will notarize
it.
Okay, because it's got to be legit. We don't want any sneaky sneaks or, you know, sub bullets getting in the way.
You know I don't lie.
Yeah, no.
You know I don't front.
So we will put this in writing. Jeanette will sign it. I will sign it. And you will notarize it.
Are you a legal notary? Yeah. No, I'm not, but... I'm not.
He is about to be today, folks.
First off, I know a guy. I know a guy that can kind of get me in the door for that. But also, when it comes to sports bets and big prize fights like this one, I am the Don King of this. So,
okay.
I'm a notary in that way. I'm like a notary, like the same way that, like, my dad was a football coach. I mean, yeah, he coached my youth league team, but I wouldn't, like... ask him for play ideas and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay.
Like, I fit the role.
Okay, Theo.
This went south real quick.
That doesn't make sense to y'all?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
It's like you call somebody an uncle or an aunt. They have no relation to you, but they're just a really close family friend.
Exactly. That's how...
You just offended the whole Latino community.
Me? Wait, do white people do that too?
Yeah.
Like, you have uncles that aren't your uncles?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know. See, because she thought it was a Latino thing. I thought it was a black thing. Now you're saying it's a white thing. It's everybody. So we're all out here doing it. We all perpetrating.
We're bringing the world together.
But anyways, back to the bet. I already have a couple captions in mind. And
can
I'm
you
not
give us a preview?
No, absolutely not.
She's going to look them up just like she did. She looked up her fantasy team names.
Did you know about this, Courtney?
No.
So Jeanette has two fantasy football teams, right, this year?
Yes, I know she has two.
And she told us that the names of her fantasy football teams were creative. If you had to guess, who do you think these teams were named after?
Well, it's Tom Brady, because I know in our office league, it's hit me Brady one more time.
You see? I hate that.
He's great.
So,
how original.
It's not original. And also, she looked it up. So, strike one, she looked it up. Here's strike two, though, Courtney.
Strike two and three.
Have you had a chance to peruse her roster at all? Because I know you saw the name of her team.
No, I have not perused.
So you have not seen her
once
roster.
Once I saw the name, I was just like, no.
But when you see that name, you have to assume Tom Brady is on the roster.
He might not start
every week.
Why would you not? If you're going to name your team after him, you got to put him on your roster.
So Jeanette has two teams named after Tom Brady.
The other one's Brady Gaga.
Oh, God.
Courtney, how many of those teams do you think she has Tom Brady on, if you had to just guess?
Neither.
Neither.
You're correct in your assessment.
I have Tom Brady in the league with Jenna and I. And he's getting benched this weekend, I think, for Kirk Cousins.
Oh,
still going
my God.
No! No, you are not!
Oh, my God.
He might
that
get,
is offensive!
He
Shots
might get benched for Kirk Cousins this weekend.
You're Wait. Disgusting!
Wait, Kirk Cousins won't be in primetime, so the guy's got a point.
He's playing the Lions at home.
Ooh, I would take that. I would bench Tom Brady for that.
Tom Brady's... We just saw on ESPN pop
Actually,
up.
Actually, not going to lie.
Julio Jones, Godwin,
not
and Mike
lie,
Evans.
I would...
Doubtful to play?
Honestly, that's I can't even argue with that. That's...
Kirk Cousins is going to just go off.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, okay. Have fun with that one.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not upset anymore.
It's a good move, honestly. It's a smart move. It's a sharp move.
It's a one that pains me, but I think it might be.
Wow.
Yeah, because who's Tom Brady going to throw to this week?
I don't know. Cameron Bright, apparently.
Cameron Bright,
tight end. Okay, cool. We got it. Tight end.
I just got an ESPN notification that Julio Jones is going to be game time decision.
That means.
So we'll see.
Okay. I will repeat my question. Who's he going to throw to?
It is tough pickings right now for Bucks fans. Oh, but hold on, Courtney. Who is Aaron Rodgers going to throw to? His running backs again?
Yeah, he pissed off everybody. And
Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb had a great game against the Vikings.
Randall Cobb's like 47.
Sammy
he's
Watkins?
Like, he's
hello.
48.
Who cares about age? It has nothing to do with this. Tom Brady is like 49.
You're right.
Ancient.
He's 45. Watkins.
Basically like a grandpa in the league. So don't come at me about your age here, about players.
And I'm not an ageist guy. Let the
it
record,
sounds like it.
Let the
and I want
show.
You to take it down a notch.
I will. I'll let the record show. I love me some old folk. All right?
Sometimes
I hope
the
so.
Old
I'm
folk,
the oldest one in this room yeah. right now.
Sometimes the old folk got to like show I the am. Young folk how it's done. You know?
Look, you're right. You're right, though. The old folk got to show the young folk how it cracks. I'm not mad at that. You're old at heart.
Yes.
Some people say I got an old soul, too.
Aww.
You know, I listen
Mine's
to
optional. Mine's whenever I feel like. I collect vinyl, and I love drinking scotch while listening to vinyl.
Now that, you know what? Do you have a record player?
You listen to like
yes, why
Miles
would I collect
Davis?
Not
Miles
why would
Davis?
I,
what do we listen to?
I have the whole Glenn Davis collection.
Glenn Big Baby Davis?
I have the whole Glenn Davis.
Wow.
A collection.
I didn't know he was making records.
Do you know who Glenn Davis is?
I don't know. Who is Glenn
Glenn
Davis?
Big Baby Davis is a basketball player.
I know. He played for the Magic.
Yeah, all right. I thought that's why I thought you would get it and you thought you would think it was funny, but you kind of.
I was serious about my vinyl collection for a second.
Sorry.
I got really excited.
I'm sorry.
But whatever, continue.
I'll pump the brakes. Jeez. It's a tough crowd today. Jeanette is
really
tough. No. This is good practice because you're crushing her dreams now and we just got to prepare her for Sunday when Aaron Rodgers will crush. Ooh. The dreams of Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Your caption just got worse.
Oh, that's the thing, too. I can't wait to see the writing on this. So you'll have 3 days. Either one of you will have 3 days to write it because Sunday, Wednesday, that's a good break.
Uh-huh.
You'll have a day to think about it, a day to craft up
draft. Like every terrible emotionally situation I've put myself into, I'm going to write my caption after we win when I'm just emotionally triggered.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I'm going to go psycho on your caption.
And I wouldn't be mad at that.
Wait.
Court, what's going to be your strategy into writing your love letter?
It'll be the most cheesiest, cringiest outpouring of true emotion we could ever possibly.
I'm going to hate this so much.
Right,
because
right
I have no
heart.
Idea how to express my emotions correctly.
Yeah.
It's something I talk with my therapist, so this is going to make me hurt.
Right.
Like, she will shed tears. She is so
from
moved.
Pain.
I love that. Right from the heart of Midwest Mildred.
Midwest
age 53.
Mildred.
That's her alternate, you know, that's her
That's
other
my
persona.
Alter ego?
Yeah.
Like Beyonce has Sasha Fierce?
Yeah. You have Midwest Mildred. That's
Midwest
53.
Mildred.
They got rich off the corn industry growing up. And
Yeehaw.
Now, yeah, exactly. Wow. So many things there. So, again, y'all stay tuned. That makes the Packers-Bucks game that much more interesting because it probably will be a snooze fest. At least we do know that. Courtney Rukoff, marketing director here at ESPN West Palm, has the Pack. Jeanette Javier has the Bucks. And depending on who wins, we'll see some very interesting stuff here on Wednesday on Ken Levicka Live. I'm sad I won't be here to witness it, but I'll definitely be listening to see
which of the two happens.
That'll be fun. We're live here on ESPN 106.3. We're going to get back to you after the break with which franchise in sports, thank you so much, Courtney, which franchise in sports would you most want to own? Because right now, there's two major sports franchises up for sale in the Mercury and the Suns, thanks to yet another old white guy who said some racist and sexist things. I'm Theo Dorsey. She's Jeanette Javier. That was Courtney Rukoff. He's Cyrus Whitting. We're having a Ken Levick Alive party without Ken and Stone. It's the best. And we're live here on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, you are listening to Ken Levicka Live on ESPN 106.3.
The RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl Idol Competition presented by the City of Boca Raton. Oh, it's on, it's popping, and we've gotten down to the final five. After weeks of stiff competition, the five finalists will take the stage at the Boca Raton Marriott on Wednesday, September 28th at 6 p.m., to determine who will sing the national anthem at this year's RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. Purchase your tickets now at SpiritOfGivingNetwork.com. The RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, December 20th, 7:30 kickoff at FAU Stadium. Can't wait for that as the college football season continues to ramp up. I'm Theo Dorsey here on Ken Levicka Live, taking over for Ken, who's traveling because of college football, because of the FAU Owls. We've got Jeanette Javier, the Dominican diva, who also just made a pretty striking bet with our marketing director, Courtney Rukoff. Get the last name right.
Rukoff.
From now on here, I think we should start calling out on-air hosts who don't say Rukoff.
Start calling her Rukoff instead of Courtney?
I will.
That's a good like last name to Rukoff. Be a nickname. Like, some people are last name people. Some people are...
Yeah.
Rukoff's a good, like, hey, Rukoff. That's a good one.
That's a really good
last name for it.
I'm sure... So if she played sports, right? I'm sure that's what they would call it.
Yeah.
Rukoff,
they'd be
get
like,
over here.
They'd be like,
yes. Wow.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
How are we the first people to put this together?
I think it's because we think at a higher level. We think at a higher level than other people around
you. Sure about that? Think about
I can only assume.
Okay.
I can only assume. What do you got there, by the way?
I got a Thai cashew salad. It's one of those pre-made salads. It's the same exact one that I famously ate out of a bowl when I texted Stone and Ken at 7:30 in the morning after Labor Day weekend. It's the same bowl.
I recall
same salad.
This. Same salad. Okay, so that's good. At least we have some continuity with salads here from Jeanette.
I've lost 15 pounds since this year, so this is great.
I do want to get, if we're on the topics of last names as like being nicknames, my brother has always been like a last name guy. Like my older brother, two years older than me, they call him Whittig. Hey, Whittig. I've had a lot of nicknames.
Whittig.
Nobody has ever called me by. Do I not have a last name? Like I'm not.
But your name is Cyrus.
Yeah,
Cy.
It's a better. He's Davis, which is a But Cyrus is a better name.
It's
a good name.
It's objectively a better name, and your parents might love you objectively a little bit better because they gave you the better name.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Cy is also like the built-in nickname.
At first,
I called you Cypress like the tree. When you first started.
Like, I'm used to people messing up, Cyprus, but I just thought that was interesting. He's a last name guy, but I never got that, so. But yeah. Rukoff, yeah.
Rue.
I'm trying to think of players like Heath Miller's coming to mind for the Steelers, like whenever he would make a catch. Yeah. Heath. Like,
well, you got Luke Kuechly, Luke.
Yeah.
You got the kid on the Packers who I don't know if he's still there, the fullback whose last name was Coon.
Oh, yeah, John Coon. Yep.
And I didn't like that as much. Just a bunch of white guys in the stands yelling out Coon. I never put that together.
I'm sorry.
No.
Should I have put that together?
It's not offensive at all. This is the guy's last name. It just feels opportunistic from those Packers fans.
Totally get that.
Yeah.
Totally get that. Let's get Courtney back in here to comment.
Let's get Courtney Rukoff's comment on John Coon chance. Whenever you have a name that ends in that ooh sound, people love it. Luke, Coon, which I don't like as much. And the other ones, there's many others in sports I can't think of off the top of the head. Wow, we're off to a rocking start here.
The new Steelers, like you could shorten it Pat Freiermuth.
Freiermuth.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like it. Nothing for Tom Brady.
No, and he doesn't need any of it. So he doesn't need any of that cheesy stuff. I was going the Star Wars route and I was like, it'd be kind of cool. Ooh. Luke Skywalker, that'd be pretty dope.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It would be. If only he plays sports.
Mm-hmm.
If only he plays sports.
Well, you can technically say that he played this sport in the galaxy. He saved the galaxy, essentially.
What?
And those, have you seen
what?
I thought I was the king
of bad analogies here.
Yeah, whatever, but whatever.
He played the sport of the galaxy.
using the lightsabers to fight in the galaxy.
He probably would have. I was about to. Jedis would probably be good baseball players.
Jedis would be excellent baseball players.
Hand-eye
coordination, knows where to slice.
Also, not very athletic.
Jedi, they're doing flips and Qui-Gon Jinn's like jumping off like 30-foot balconies. Like,
I've never seen a single part of Star Wars.
Then you shut the heck up and go watch Star Wars. I am disgusted with you.
I'm sorry. I'm not a movie guy.
You're not. If you're going to say I'm not a Star Wars guy, that's fine.
I'm not a Star Wars guy either.
Yeah,
I'm just not a movie guy. I like movies here and there, but I generally when I'm watching a movie, I'm getting dragged to watch it.
Okay.
Have you watched any of the Marvel movies?
Yeah, I've watched The Avengers. I've watched Iron Man. I've watched Black Panther. That's, you know, Black Power. Let's go. That's about it. Wakanda Forever, baby.
Harry Potter?
No, I've never watched any of those movies. I read the book, though, the Sorcerer's Stone one.
Jurassic Park?
No, that doesn't interest me.
Godfather Part 2.
I haven't seen any of those.
But we could do this.
Legally Blonde.
Here's the thing. No matter what group I'm around, they're always mad at me for movies I've missed. Yeah. All right. And there's people like this all throughout America. All right. We're not an anomaly. We're people too. We put our shoes on one at a time, zip them up or tie them. Why do I say zip them up? You don't zip up your shoes.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of those.
Some zip up shoes?
Hell yeah.
I've had a zip up shoe too. I didn't want that to come out on air. I used to. Some J's you zip up on the side. Team Jordans back then. Wow. So we've gotten off to just what were we? We're supposed to be talking about franchises we want to own professionally.
We were talking about franchises. We're talking about games we wanted to watch this weekend.
Y'all are too interesting of people. I need to do shows with more boring. Like y'all start talking about something and I get sidetracked, and then we just start talking about random stuff here.
Welcome to doing a show with me.
I know,
Jeanette, I like it though.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I don't know what it sounds like on the other end. I mean, what are the people thinking? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We're still gonna keep going. All right. So. Professional sports franchises. So this kind of came about in a negative way, but there was a positive ending to it at the very least. On Wednesday, the Phoenix Suns owner, or in the NBA, I know they like to try and change it to governor, but he's an owner of the Suns and the Mercury. He announced that he has begun the process of selling both the Suns and the Mercury. The NBA had a year-long investigation. Turns out he's been throwing around the N-word. Turns out he's been making sexist comments. Turns out he's an old white guy with a lot of money who also owned the team and felt he had leniency to do some pretty crude things. And for a while here, it looked like the NBA did not have the stones to be able to reprimand him properly. They gave him a one-year suspension. They gave him a $10 million fine. He owns the team. The NBA, Adam Silver, works as the commissioner of the NBA for the owners, and he could not oust the man himself. He could have got 24 of the other owners to vote him out, but that wasn't going to happen either because they're brethren. That's family. Just like you talked earlier, Jeanette, you know, family don't mess over family. That's their guy.
For me, not for you.
But yeah, you're right. That's where I differ. But what I will say is Robert Sarver, for whatever reason, has now come to the right decision. The Suns and the Mercury from the WNBA are up for sale, and it got me thinking because, yes, if somebody put a good enough offer on the table right now in front of me, would I buy the Phoenix Suns? I would do it. I think I would do it, right? But it wouldn't be my first choice. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah. Who wants to? That's kind of a random franchise.
I think right now owning the Phoenix Suns, it would be a great time to step in and own the Phoenix Suns organization.
Look, it is a great opportunity. And again, if they come with the right offer sheet, if the numbers are looking right, I got to talk to my accountant. Got to run it by my fiance. I would definitely consider purchasing the Phoenix Suns.
I think the better question is what franchise are we talking? Let's talk American. What franchise would you not want to own? Because like the money and the revenue deals and the TV contracts, like these franchises just keep becoming more and more valuable. Like it's not like a company where the stock price goes up and down based on, you know, revenue and performance and you know, you can sell no tickets and the value of the franchise is going to go up. So, like, yeah, I feel like it's a pretty simple gig. Just don't be like Robert Sarver or Donald Sterling or any other old white man who's completely out of touch with reality.
Are there many other owners that haven't gotten caught yet either that are doing the same thing?
Is there any team you're like, no, I don't want any part of that? Like, because, I mean, I don't like.
Do you have one?
This question just popped up into my mind. This is what we were just talking about.
Because that's the thing. There's no team that you're going to turn down.
Yeah.
You're not unless it's a sport that's not making revenue.
Would you want to own the Timberwolves, though?
I would.
Sure.
I'll
really?
Take it.
You would?
It's an NBA franchise.
Why not?
I'd be like, well, I'm going to invest in other things.
Okay.
What about the Grizzlies?
I will take
I would
it.
Love to own the Grizzlies.
I would be more excited about investing my money in the culinary food in Memphis than actually owning the basketball team.
Neither are bad choices, but if somebody came to your table with the Grizzlies, you're not going to say no.
I would.
You'll take the Grizzlies.
The Hornets? You want to own some of the Hornets? You want to own home?
I'll own the Hornets.
I'll take
sure.
the Hornets. I'll Why take not? Them, yeah. Charlotte's
Have
cool.
some standards.
You What's the worst thing?
This is going up.
The Pistons?
This is going up. Sure. I got an uncle in Detroit. Go see him.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Have some standards. There's some. I'm looking at the Thunder. Like,
now, there is
I'd
one
be
team.
Okay.
There's one team I'm on the fence. And
you want to own the Kings?
I'll
what
own
have the Kings done in their life?
I'll own the Kings.
Which Kings?
Step aside.
Sacramento.
Okay.
But you know one team I wouldn't own? Tampa Bay Bucks. I mean, come on. We're talking about a franchise can't get out of its own way.
I mean, what do you mean? They just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I don't think I honestly don't think I would want to own a European soccer team.
Why?
Why?
Because just the because it's the
You're not a fan
No, fanaticism of the fans is so much more intense, I think, than any American sport. Than like, and I think in Europe, like, you have to answer to the fans more about like what you're doing and like what moves you're making, and like
they got stakeholders meetings.
It's
and stuff.
It's kind of like a job. Like, I don't want to do that.
I feel like in that circumstance, like knowing
go ahead,
that the fans are going to be so obnoxious and so petty, I would match their level. I like at the end of the press conference just say something absolutely stupid, like whatever fans, you're the reason for this. Move on. Oh fans, you like that? Here's an extra dollar
so
on your beer.
Create chaos.
100%. I'm gonna feed into it.
But some of those teams, like that's life or death stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Like that is legitimately life or death stuff
They're
for
sick
some
over
of these
there.
Teams or some of those European teams.
They're sick. They're sick.
Like I would, love it. Like what I think about like European soccer, it's like if you took. Like, I support Arsenal, right? If you took my love of the New York Rangers, the New York Knicks, Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas Jayhawks, all my other teams, and just put them into one, I would be an absolute insane person. Like, I get hooliganism. Like, I get why they're absolutely insane. I don't want to deal with that. I would not want to deal with me. I would not want to deal with 100,000 of that version of Cyrus.
So you're
coming to
I would
the,
love
you're
it.
Afraid of the pressure of
I
owning
yeah.
a franchise.
You can go.
I live in
La Liga or Serie, whatever Serie A. But it's you can go. You can have an empty stadium in the United States all year round.
Yeah, just ask the Marlins.
And
I thrive in the chaos.
I'm not supposed to say that. I hope the Marlins aren't a partner.
I thrive in chaos.
I went to a game at Lone Depot Park the other day, and like. I swear, I was sitting behind home plate, and I could have yelled at the fans sitting behind like center field, and we could have had just like a conversation, just yelling. It was that quiet, and that like I was like, and the owner of the Marlins making money still.
Yeah, they're making exactly. There's
revenue
no,
sharing.
It's the best business to be in.
You think Marlins fans are lining up and raging and beating down doors to demanding answers for why they're 20 games under 500? No, they live.
I would.
Are
feed
the Marlins
the
a partner? Am I getting myself in trouble?
You're getting yourself in trouble.
Okay.
I would feed into the chaos. I'd be like, here's some pyrotechnics. Be safe about it.
An Oakland and like an Oakland A's fan? Like an Oakland A's owner? Like they play in their stadium's like 50 years old.
Yeah.
Like there's like probably AAU baseball teams who play in nicer stadiums than the A's.
Chicago Bears. I mean, and back to the Marlins again. I mean, is it too much on the Marlins right now? I just like how uncomfortable it's getting both of y'all that I keep railing on the Marlins. They know they stink, and they know they suck right now. And I went to the game, and I could have had a conversation with the dude 300 yards away from me, and we wouldn't have even probably had to yell. That's all I'm saying. Go to the Marlins games. If you want to support them, if you're mad at me for saying that they don't got any fans in the stands and they're also losing a lot of games, go to the game and support them.
Like if they, like the Angels, if they have Ohtani and Mike Trout, like if you had like Ronaldo and Messi and hadn't
and they're losing
and,
like
and
that.
You hadn't been to the playoffs in 8 years,
yeah,
my lord,
I love the chaos. I live for the chaos. I'll thrive in it. Throw me in that football environment. I would be the best owner. I'd be like, oh, you guys want more fires? In the stadium?
So what,
Here
so
you
what
go.
Team then? So Let's get back to it. Instead of arsoning your own stadium, I don't even know if that's the word. What would be the one team, if you had to pick a professional franchise, Jeanette,
that I would own?
Yeah.
Selfishly or because I have the money?
Selfishly. It's you.
Yeah,
it's about you. You have
can,
the money.
That can be one and the same,
yeah,
I think.
People with money are selfish, yeah.
Okay. So, very personal note, I would own the Orlando Magic.
Wow.
My hometown, the team that I ride or die for, more than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, tenfold the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Love that organization. I want what's best for them. So I know I'm putting my... I don't like to invest my money in things I don't care about.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So I want what's best for the Orlando Magic. And like anything else, if they're like, hey, Jeanette, I want to buy a new stadium, I'd be like, here you go. Here's a couple $1 million. Get one.
I think it's going to cost a little bit more than that.
A little bit more than a couple mil. But hey, I love the thought process.
Yep. If, hey.
What's your first move? What's your first move? And tell me why it's having a Dwight Howard jersey retirement night.
Why do you?
What's your first move as Magic owner? And why would it be welcoming Dwight Howard in and having a jersey retirement night? Just let us know.
My first move would be ban him for a couple years until he absolutely apologizes for what he's done to the organization after he left. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And then I would probably focus with my team on actually bringing back a superstar to the organization so we can rebuild the franchise and get a couple more dubs.
I thought that's what Paolo was, but all right.
Yep.
That's what Paolo's
It's going to take a little more than just a rookie bring that team back.
I got you.
We need a little superstar. We need some veteran players. We need a big guy in the middle.
I got you. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I would have to go with the New York Knicks, selfishly.
Wow. I mean, I like it. That's really bold. I like
so
it a
that's
lot.
That's why I asked about the money, because that brand is strong in itself, and you will always be rich having that one.
Plus, the bar is so low.
Like, yeah, you can't get worse than Dolan.
The bar is so low. If I own the Knicks tomorrow, first off, just by owning them, people would celebrate it. For one, I'm not Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, talking about celebrities, New York City. We're talking about the Mecca, Madison Square Garden. It doesn't even matter if you're winning or not. You're always going to be relevant and printing money. And it's the NBA, so you're going to have the stars. And also, again, I love the bar being so low. Like, I don't know how people feel about the Magic owner. You know?
Well, we don't like them. We don't like them.
Exactly, but the pendulum doesn't swing with the Magic owner. Like, as the Knicks owner, I can also revel in the spotlight of being the rejuvenation of basketball in New York City, which would be amazing.
So if you're taking the Knicks, you're taking the Rangers too? Because
I would have to.
Yeah.
I would have to. And you know what? Sure. Throw the Rangers on there.
Sure.
How much more for the Rangers? A couple extra? Million, maybe a billion or so? Throw them on there. Yeah, sure. I'll tip.
It's going to be like the SNL sketch. Let's go do that hockey.
That would be me.
Legit. Legitimately.
Well, Chance to wrap.
I'll run the Rangers. Theo, I'll run the Rangers for you if you buy the Knicks.
All right, I'll buy the Knicks. You'll run the Rangers. And Jeanette, maybe you can handle for Madison Square Garden. We're going to own that arena, which is going to have a lot of concerts.
Yes.
No. I'm going to stick with my Orlando Magic, right. And then I'm going to go own Orlando City and create chaos in that football arena.
Magic fans, beware.
The city of Orlando, I'm coming for you.
I love the look of that. We're going to take a quick break here. We're live. Ken Levicka live on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, you are listening to Ken Levicka live on ESPN 106.3.
You would be shocked to know. You'll be shocked to know, and I just found it out myself here on Ken Levicka Live. Theo Dorsey filling in for Ken Stone out as well. That Cyrus is that guy. What guy are we talking about here? Cyrus is the guy who says something like, hey, I really got to ask you something. Hey, I really got to tell you something, but later. And then they have you waiting the next 20, 30 minutes.
They have you waiting. I can ask you right now.
You can ask. It was directed towards me or Jeanette.
We were talking about songs that we could go, like, rap, or any song. You
bar
go
for bar,
bar for
yeah.
bar and rap or sing with a life on our line. And I was just thinking about, every couple months I try to get back into rap and hip-hop. And, yeah. and it's tough for me with new stuff because I just really don't know where to start, you know?
Yeah.
And we were talking about kind of being out of the game and being old heads and not knowing what's going on in the top 40. So, like, usually I just go back to listen to stuff like 2000s and, you know, early Kanye, G-Unit, all that good stuff. But, like, Have you heard? You know who MF Doom is? He's.
I am so done this, with you, Cyrus.
This was random as hell. You're
so
right.
So random.
So random. So no. That was the question. So right before, to peel the curtain back, right before we hopped on
it
the air.
It sounds like you literally just made that name up.
You don't
over
know who MF Doom is?
Yeah, no.
Obviously
no,
not.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know who he is? We got Mike, one of our new guys in the studio. Mike, I think Mike knows who he is.
You know who MF Doom is? Like, you can give a nod if you do.
No, yeah, he had no idea. Well. He just Googled
so,
it.
So no. So nobody knows nobody who MF knows Doom
okay,
is.
Okay, interesting.
We'll get to that, Jeanette.
We'll get to that next week.
We'll get to that. We can even get to it soon, but there's going to be a big party this weekend that Jeanette is heading, and I know that people are going to want to learn all about it so they can go out there and have fun. Jeanette.
It's been parties up and down Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast with Bud Light. Use your skills to compete in Bud Light Football Face-Off and win a Bud Light Ultimate Tailgate Package, including a cooler, beer, Bluetooth speaker, Bud Light Tailgate Power System, and more. This Sunday, September 25th at Hurricane Dockside in Lake Worth from 2 to 4 p.m., Lake Worth. Show up. Come play games, drink beer, and watch football. Must be 21 plus. For official rules, visit ESPNWestPalmContest.com. Brought to you by Southern Eagle, who reminds you to drink responsibly.
MF Doom is now deceased. He's no longer with us.
No, he's no longer with us.
And as Tyree Smith from WPTV News Channel 5 and WFLX Fox 29 came in, we have lost Jeanette Javier for a few moments because they haven't seen each other, I'm sure, in at least a few weeks, right?
No. What happened is because Tyree Smith here, who's also your colleague with WPTV Fox, he's the Saints fan, and we had a bet going on. And the bet was whoever's team won, then we got we had to buy a other team memorabilia or whatever.
Oh, there goes the socks.
And
the
so
Tom Brady socks.
Tyree just gave me my Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers socks with that he has to wear during a broadcast.
Nice. It has 12 on it. They're red with black.
Oh, we're posting pictures.
Yeah, we'll get those up on Twitter very soon.
But you can see him on TV rocking them.
He'll be rocking them on TV. Is that going to be tonight, Tyree?
Yes, he is.
Tonight on Football Night in South Florida on
WPTV. He's a man of his word. I respect that.
And ESPN 106.3 on WPTV, he'll be rocking those socks. So be on the lookout for that tonight at 10 and 11. Cyrus, who we got on line one? They jumped off.
They jumped off.
Okay, so here's something that I was looking something up last night because it sparked some interest for me. And I found this out. It's an interesting fact. Y'all want to hear this interesting fact?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Please.
A nanobe is a tiny filamental structure first found in some rocks and sediments. Some scientists hypothesize that nanobes are the smallest form of life. Until last night, when the Browns and Steelers were playing on Prime Video, and for some odd reason, the camera guys shot to the crowd and zoomed in on pathetic idiots wearing Deshaun Watson jerseys.
Mm.
Scientists now believe they found the lowest form of life, Deshaun Watson jersey wearing Browns fans. Jeanette, how do you explain in week 3, 7 weeks before this guy could even touch the field, he has no connection to the Browns franchise outside of being a nasty man and turning that into getting guaranteed money and making his way as the franchise quarterback for the Browns, but also stinking in the preseason?
The most amount of guaranteed money ever given to a man in football.
So, what is the biggest red flag you have with a man, and why is it him wearing a Deshaun Watson jersey in week 3?
I will drop him so quickly, or anybody. It could be... I will lose it if I see a female wearing a Deshaun Watson jersey.
That would be unprecedented. I haven't seen it yet, a female wearing a Deshaun Watson jersey right now, and I'm getting a picture here. Yes, this is the Browns tailgate from...
You thought just a Deshaun Watson jersey for Browns fans is like, that's no big deal. Like, the tailgate pictures before some of these games
are crazy.
I don't want to see it, If a guy ever shows up wearing a Deshaun Watson jersey and has the audacity to approach me, bye. Drop him. Where? I will never want to. I don't spit at people. Yeah. I hate spitting, period. But I have no problem probably even thinking about doing it.
It just doesn't make sense. It's inexcusable. It's indefensible to me. And it almost is. It's literally them spitting in the faces of not just the massage therapist who were victimized by Deshaun Watson. It is of women in general, because it's not like I can at least excuse this behavior if Deshaun Watson was their guy for the past 10 years and then a scandal broke out and they're like, oh, we're still supporting our guy. They're blindly supporting a dude who has all of these accusations against women, who have made people incredibly uncomfortable, who has not been remorseful for his actions to the very least, and who has, they have no ties to him. Deshaun Watson is from Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia. Deshaun Watson played football at Clemson and for the Houston Texans. I know none of these fans that are out there in the blistering cold of Ohio, or I guess it's not cold out there yet, that are pulling for Deshaun Watson for some reason when Jacoby Brissett is the one leading you to games,
yeah,
or to wins.
Brissett's been balling.
He's been balling for them, a great game manager. It is just sick. So, yes, the lowest form of life, I believe, we have found, and it resides in Cleveland.
You know what you're morally representing when you decide to throw your hard-earned money down and represent a man with a bunch of allegations who hasn't played one snap on your field.
Yeah.
You chose him because he's controversial, and you want to make a statement? It's the wrong type of rep.
Like, what?
You are, like you said, the
lowest. So many other hills to die on, or I don't know.
And I could at least, like Cyrus, for me, I'm like, okay, maybe if this was week 12 and Deshaun Watson was playing, I can say, okay, he's still your starting quarterback. You have to, which still is despicable to me, but yeah, at least it's defensible in some form or fashion. These dudes wearing Deshaun Watson jerseys to a primetime game, proudly, no sunglasses, no hats covering their eyes, proudly.
You know what? And let them be proudly about it, because if you're going to do something that stupid, yeah, you might as well be called out for it. Don't hide. Don't hide.
It's sick. It's sick.
I just feel bad. I mean, one of my best friends is a Browns fan, and I just feel, I wouldn't know what to do.
You don't know what to do.
I mean, I'm just glad I don't have to be, you know, put in that situation to root for. In one of my fantasy leagues, we said Deshaun Watson is not eligible to be on a roster.
Yeah.
So, I just don't know what you do if you're a Browns fan. I mean, you want to root for your team, but like,
I can't wait to see how Browns fans react when Deshaun Watson takes the field week 13.
They're going
to
love him. Are you kidding?
I feel like we already know because they're already wearing his jersey.
Where are the Browns going to be?
And they're tailgating, and they're playing the Texans this first game back.
They're playing, yeah, that's the amazing thing. They're playing the Texans.
Because the schedule makers are sickos. Well, really, the NFL that decided to suspend them for 11 games, they're the ones who set that up. But I don't know. To me right now, for Cleveland Browns fans, you do have to take a moment, look yourself in the mirror. Of course, winning means most in the sport. But blindly supporting a guy with those kind of accusations is just indefensible. And if you have a friend that is doing so, if that was one of your buddies that was out in the stands like that, check them. Sometimes people just need to be checked. Maybe they haven't got the right people around them. Mm. You know, maybe there's too many yes men. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
They play the Texans week 13.
Is it in Cleveland or is it in Houston?
It's in Houston.
In Houston.
So he's going to get booed.
So he's got to go back to the city. Yeah.
Very rightfully so.
And I already know we're going to see hundreds of Deshaun Watson jerseys in the stands still. Which, again,
hopefully being burned.
I mean, look.
Not with the humans inside of him, but the actual garment being burned.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, hopefully not with the human inside.
I'm not asking for Game of Thrones stuff.
It's just sad. But again, that was one other takeaway from a snooze fest of a Thursday night football, which again, I've loved the broadcast on Amazon Prime Video. I have loved the earlier contest that we've had on Thursday nights, and I like what we got coming up. The Dolphins will be on Thursday night, but Steelers Browns, I mean, it just was a whole lot of nothing. Had so much fun doing it with you on this Friday. Hope you enjoy this weekend of football. For Cyrus Whittick and Jeanette Javier, I'm Theo Dorsey. Have a good weekend.